Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yo, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, he got his hands full, quite frankly. I think it's time he got to put some hands on Nick Aldis. He got to remind him who sits at the head of the table. We'll talk about this and more and break it down with Brian H.
No, baby, that's for somebody else. We're just going to keep you right where you're at right now.
It doesn't matter what you say.
The Wrestling Realm presents Break It Down with Brian H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this episode of Break It Down with Brian H. I'm your host, Brian H. Waters. As you know, this show is brought to you by The Wrestling Realm. Now, I was watching SmackDown. You know, it's been a while. But Happy New Year, everybody. Make sure y'all check out Wrestling Realm now. Make sure y'all check out Championship Culture. As you know, the Wrestling Club. Shout out to them. They're going to WrestleMania. Shout out to Victor Perry and those kids. Shout out to brother Brandon, who met Victor Perry at those Wrestling Girls 5th anniversary this past November. They was able to, you know, connect and do something great for these kids. These kids got a brand new belt that they was rocking at House of Glory on Saturday. So shout out to them. Just a great all-around week for those kids. Kids who were essentially like us. Shout out to Victor Perry. He is the teacher, as most wrestlers have said, that we needed growing up. Now, one of the things that if I was talking to those kids, I would like to know, how do they feel about the tribal chief? How do they feel about Roman Reigns? This past week on SmackDown, he was there, made an appearance. Y'all happy now? Roman went to work. I was sitting there watching it with my daughter. And, you know, she won't throw her ones up. But we was watching the main event. Now, we all thought we could predict the main event, right? We, as wrestling fans, said, okay, it's Randy Orton, AJ Styles, LA Knight. LA Knight had his chance. He lost. Now, he's been doing a good job. I mean, very critical. I've been saying LA Knight has to find a way to stay relevant with Cody, Punk, Orton, Styles. They all back better than ever. How is LA Knight going to fare? Got to give him credit. He's found a way, right? So we have that. And so we figure, okay, LA Knight was attacked by AJ Styles, seemingly out of nowhere. So what does that mean? Randy Orton will win this match. It'll be Randy versus Roman because Randy wants his shot at Roman, and Roman is going to take care of Randy. All that, right? Wrong. The Bloodline came out during the match, and one of the things I said was, I tweeted at Brian H. Waters, this is the first time the Bloodline has had flawless victory. Because they came out there being as Bloodline strong and took out everybody in the match. And Roman reminded everybody, he is the tribal chief. He is at the head of the table. Now, let's put this on pause real quick. Let's go back to the head of the table comment. This past Monday on Raw, The Rock showed up. You can go to my TikTok at Brian H. Waters. Gave a quick reaction to it. The Rock showed up and he declared that he was going out for a night in the Bay Area. And he said, would he sit at a bar? Would he sit in a booth? Or would he sit at the head of the table? Roman Reigns quote tweeted this with a laugh. Or he just tweeted a laughing emoji. And then they asked him about it. and he laughed again. So clearly, he's saying he is at the head of the table. Anybody want to come for it? Well, it's funny to him, right? So I'm looking at this. I'm like, wait a minute. All right, Roman's not he's not paying attention to The Rock. So now let's go back to SmackDown. He reigned, improved his dominance, right? Him and the Bloodline, they took out all these potential opponents. Except Nick Aldis laughed. And he told Paul Heyman, tell Roman Reigns, congratulations. Now he's got himself a fatal four-way match at the Royal Rumble. It's definitely not something that I seen coming. And I love it. I love the way it was done. If you pay attention, you know, here at the Wrestling Realm, we're all producers and television experts, right? You pay attention, the way they shot this. Roman is on in the ring cheering, but the cameraman gives you enough view that in the two-thirds, it's Heyman and Nick Aldis talking. But in the top third, it's Roman Reigns celebrate. Now, he's mocking and saying, look, he is the tribal chief. He's the head of the table. This is his everything, right? But meanwhile, Nick Aldis delivers the news to Roman, to Paul Heyman. So now you're thinking, uh-oh, Roman doesn't know what's going to happen. So I'm watching this and I said, oh, this is going to be interesting. Now, of course, they had to do a WWE digital production, backstage exclusive for social media, post-television. And that's where we did see Roman get upset. Now, Tribal Chief is going into Tampa Bay and or St. Petersburg, whichever one you want to call it. We know it's Tampa, Florida. Oh, 95 Royal Rumble, by the way. 95. But he's going to Tampa. He's going to defend the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. And I'm excited for this. I think it's going to be a good match. Now, here's the point that I've been making. Roman Reigns is going to have to put his hands on Nick Aldis. At this point, Nick Aldis has come in. See, Adam Pearce kind of respected the Tribal Chief. Nick Aldis doesn't necessarily respect the Tribal Chief. He's making Roman think that this is his show. He's come to SmackDown, and he's calling the shots. He's making things happen. And Roman has already asked him, did you run this by me? Nick Aldis isn't backing down. So I think Roman Reigns, it's time for him. If you remember, in 2021, we almost had Roman Reigns versus Adam Pearce at the Royal Rumble, but, you know, the match got switched. I was actually excited for that. I know a lot of people wasn't. I wanted to see that match because I know Adam Pearce is a former NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. So I thought it'd be cool to have him wrestle in the WWE ring. Now, Roman Reigns doing the same with Nick Aldis. Nick Aldis, we all know, former World's Heavyweight Champion, the guy Cody Rhodes beat. He beat Cody Rhodes for the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship back at the first All In. So I'm like, here's an opportunity coming up soon, maybe the Elimination Chamber, where Roman Reigns could take on Nick Aldis. Look, I know Nick Aldis is in an authoritative role, but let's not act like the guy ain't in shape. Let's not act like he isn't, you know, a real life professional wrestler, somebody who's, you know, amongst the best in the world, what he does. So I would like to see Roman Reigns put some hands on Nick Aldis because he is going to have to remind Aldis whose show it is. Everything was running smoothly. Everything was fine. Here come Nick Aldis. Shaking things up, making this a fatal four-way match, not running it back or not declare nobody. So that's going to be interesting. Now, I know we got Roman and The Rock. What's going to happen? Now, people talking about Perth, Australia, and all these reports, these dirt sheets that they requested The Rock. First of all, I don't think Perth has that much clout. I'm sorry. It's not Saudi Arabia, or Saudi Arabia's paying big, 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 big money. And after all, why would you have the match anywhere else? We talked about that to an extensive. Me and brother Brandon got into it because that's what we do. We brothers, you know, but that's what we do. We have difference of opinion most of the time in wrestling. Except when it comes to belts. I tend to, you know, listen to him. Now, no, because then again, there's the Winged Eagle. But I'm interested, folks, to know, what do y'all think? Do we get a Roman Reigns-Nick Aldis match? maybe at Elimination Chamber, maybe on a SmackDown. Because again, Roman's going to have to set this guy straight. He's going to have to let him know. He is going to have to remind him that Roman Reigns is at the head of the table. So I would definitely be interested in what y'all have to say about that. Overall, SmackDown was a great show. I hope y'all get a chance to check it out. If you didn't, you know, we got Kevin Owens going against Logan Paul coming up. Owens knocked Logan Paul out with his cast. A friend of the program, Mia Yim, came close, but not close enough. She had an incredible match with Io Sky for the WWE Women's Championship. I'm telling you, you know, I was very, very happy to see Mia Yim, somebody who gave me one of my first interviews, to see her in the WWE ring, to see her in a championship match. I was there when she made her SmackDown debut in Philly back in 2019, a part of a tag match. But to see her in a high profile, getting this opportunity, I thought was amazing. I thought this was a good match. Shout out to her. Definitely looking forward. I said in my prediction, my bold predictions, Mia Yim will wear championship gold in 2024. Whether it's a tag team or maybe she might become NXT champion. Well, guess what? Maybe she might become women's champion or undisputed women's champion. Either way, women's world heavyweight champion. I'm excited for her, excited for her career. You know, but also we had AOP with Paul Ellering. And now you got Karrion Kross, Paul Ellering. This is what we need. I'm interested because I've been very vocal. Karrion Kross ain't really been doing it for me, but I think this is kind of that push we need. So this is going to be real exciting to watch. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. As always, I appreciate each and every one of y'all for tuning in. Make sure y'all tune in this Wednesday. The Wrestling Realm Now podcast live 10:30 p.m. Eastern time right here on YouTube. Championship Culture is coming back. They do have an Instagram, Championship Culture 2023. So make sure y'all check that out. Follow me on all social media platforms at Brian H. Waters. And also check out my other show, Breaking Through Glass Ceilings. Of course, that's on youtube.com/BWatersProductions. We kind of ruffle some feathers. You know, Shannon Sharp, you know, he is not a journalist. He's an entertainer. So I talked about that and everything. So make sure y'all check that out. Very excited. Very excited to see like how that video is viewed and received. And I'll just end it with this. I've made my last and final take that I have to about Hulk Hogan. It's over there. I'm not bringing it up. I'm not as Gerald Briscoe told me personally. He told me this personally as we was recording stuff for the Book of Wrestling on the Ringer. He's not talking about the Montreal Screwjob anymore. And that's exactly how I feel about Hulk Hogan. I'm not defending my take. And what you're going to do, brother, when Breaking Through Glass Ceilings runs wild on you. Until the next time, folks, so long, everybody.